Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio News, and it's my pleasure to have in the studios with me today a couple of representatives from Next Era Energy, a company you've probably heard about, that they've been in the news and the newspaper on the radio before, talking about the wind energy project going on, coming up here in Lac Par County. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and we have Chu Yang, who is the development person with that project, and also Marshall Hastings, working with Next Energy. Welcome to the studio today.
Thanks, Mayor.
Well, Chu, why don't we let you kick things off a little bit. We had you on once before a while back. Good to have you back with us once again. Yes, sir. Talked about where the project was at that time. Give us an update. Where are you at right now?
Yep, appreciate it, Maynard. Thanks for having us here. Yep, Chu Yang here, Minnesota developer, and here just to give a project update for our project North Zenith Energy Center. Just a quick recap from previous, it is a 500 megawatt energy project that we're building here in Lac Par County. Currently, the last time we were here, we're still leasing land from participating landowners. We're currently still leasing, however, we are towards the end of that. Our next steps is the diligencing stage, which is performing surveys, engineering, and that will be for the most part of the year. And after that, early next year is kind of when we will prepare to submit our state permit for Minnesota PUC.
Okay, approximately how many landowners does this involve, or how big an area is this project taking up, and what part of the county is it in?
Yep, so 500 megawatts is equivalent to about 177 turbines. So each turbine approximately takes up about an acre of a land. Total number of landowners, I would say it's approximately 100 to 150.
Okay, very good. Well, Marshall, what's your role in the whole project here?
Yeah, I work with Chu to make sure that we're making sure the community is aware of everything going on. We're talking to folks. We're presenting to county leadership. We're answering the questions that come up. Certainly, this area of the state is well familiar with energy projects. So making sure that questions are being heard and we're getting the information out there to the community.
Well, what kind of questions are you finding people have on their mind when you go out and talk to the general public out there?
Yeah, there's a wide range. I think, you know, and Chu can speak to it well. You know, questions like, you know, what happens with the roads, right? So we take a proactive approach to understand what the conditions are for the roads today and making sure that by the end of the project, once we've constructed it and it's operational, that the road is returned to, if not much better, at least the condition that it's in right now. So it's important for us to have those conversations with community members, making sure that they're informed of the process and where they can get information from us.
But imagine this kind of a project is there's more than one would think, because you can't obviously just drive big trucks right out of the field without having some kind of a road for them to follow. So you probably have to kind of be building your own roads and kind of setting up your own infrastructure to get this going, huh?
Yes, that is correct. So as Marshall mentioned, before construction, we do a survey to kind of look at our haul route where we will be driving during construction, heavy loads. And then after that, we do another additional survey to bring the roads back to how they were, if not better. So definitely that is one of our steps in our process.
Okay. Now, when you get to the permitting process, how long does that take? Or is that kind of hard to say?
Minnesota PUC, it does vary project to project, but typically it's right now currently 9 to 12 months, give or take, if everything goes smoothly.
Okay. And give us a little bit of your history. Next Era has been around for a while. What are some of the other projects you've done?
So myself, I am... I've been with NextEra Energy just 3 years, but as you know, a project can take quite some time. So I haven't developed from start to finish. However, NextEra Energy as a whole, they own and operate across 41 states, including Canada, Minnesota, kind of their development here. We have a handful of wind, solar, and battery energy storages here.
Okay. And I suppose... this technology is changing pretty rapidly. By the time you get things rolling, there'll probably be a whole lot of new things to learn, huh?
Yes, every day it is changing, and we're keeping up with the technology here. But, yep, right now our energy project is, wind resource.
It's kind of the way it's with me in the broadcast business. I've been in it for over 50 years. I pick up my trade publications these days. I don't know what half the stuff in there is all about. So, it's how fast it is. I think keeping up with technology is probably one of the tougher things in any business these days, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've been in Minnesota for quite some time, and we've seen these projects are really beneficial. You know, North Zenith, right now we're looking at approximately $2 million in annual tax revenue that would come to the region. So while the technology continues to get more and more efficient, we continue to see that the benefits in the local communities are really, really strong. And it's something that we're all always excited about, talking with folks of, you know, what's in it for us here in these communities and taxes and willing landowners involved in the projects. It's really great benefit to the local communities.
All right. I would imagine it employs a few people too with maintenance and that kind of thing on to keep those going. I'm sure that's not easy.
Yeah, from operational jobs, but as Chu can talk about construction jobs, right? It's a great stimulation to the local economy.
Okay.
Yep.
Finding any resistance at all as you go out and about? Hate to talk about the negatives of it, but just curious. There are always, anytime you do a project, there's somebody out there that has questions on the negative side.
Definitely. Opposition, that's common. However, in the parts of our project, we haven't faced too much. We've been out here early, introducing ourselves, our project, and kind of gaining that trust and support from the local community.
Right.
And just a quick recap, our operations date is not until 2030, so still quite a ways out. So we haven't really, put a shovel in the ground or anything like that. Right. We're just here to let the community know on project update, things like that. So
sounds good. Well, if anybody has any questions at any time, how can they reach you guys?
Yeah, definitely.
We've got your phone numbers here at the radio station, so if they want to call us, we can always find you.
That is a great way. Definitely. Yeah, Maynard, you have my information there. They can definitely reach out that way.
Very good. Well, it's interesting to get an update, and I know a lot of people are curious as to about what's going on and when it's going to happen, and appreciate you guys stopping in and invite you to stop by anytime. Give us an update as we work on the project. We're for a couple more years yet. All right. We've got Marshall Hastings and Chu Yang with us from NextEra Energy. We appreciate you stopping in, and thanks for joining us here today on Q92.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.